Da feites a medal of Hochi Garcin and Dilma Osila Fuki Mayim Bamani de Batim Lahocha. Lasfasa Uka to the edge of the pit, Lishvokal Socha to pour inside of it. Hachin Loch Kates and Mishnah in the end of that perk. New perk, Kolagagos. Kolagagos, Heir Rishus Ato, Rishus Achas. Bafalp should the urine chalukim lamatan, even though there's different people living in the different houses underneath it, the roofs are attached. L'shnevin eyodom, it's to like two different people, for example. Kagagos she'ain tashmishin tader, the roofs which are not often used, imehem chiluk rishus, they're not considered separate rishus, different domains. V'kelim sheshavsel begag zem utarin lahosim lezeh, and kelim vessels which are left on one roof, you're allowed to move them to the next roof. It shouldn't be 10 tefachim higher than the one next to it. If there's a 10 tefach height difference, and also you can't carry from one move from one roof to the other. The time of first gemara and the reason we explained in the gemara. And if the people living in the houses underneath did not make an eruv together, and also you're not allowed to move from one roof to the next. Rabbi Shimon Mekel Mekulmi is the most lenient. And he says chaseros v'gadlos v'karfifos she'ein on yoyser mebeis nesayim. If any courtyard or roof or karfif which is not larger than two saw. 150 amos. Since all of them do not have a specific usage, v'tadir or a common usage, often rush rishus achas hein. They're all considered one domain. You can move and carry from one to the next. Afil lochatzor rabbi, lochatzor rabbi, even from one public courtyard to another public courtyard below ear without an ear. V'less later, Rabbi Shimon eruv chatzeros. Rabbi Shimon does not hold of the concept of eruv chatzeros. Elu mishum heter kli habayis, except to be allowed to take out of your house. Kalim into the courtyard. The kalim sheshivs of b'seichon, kalim sheshivs of be'echam mehem kalim, which were at sitting in one of the courtyards or at roofs, whether it's owned by the star of Shabbos, motzino some mizaze, you can move it from one to the other. Avolol kalim sheshivs of b'seichon bayis ve'hivim lechatzer and al'idei she'irvo b'nei chatzer, and they brought it into the courtyard because the people in the courtyard had made an eruv. Aser lohitzim mechaser lechatzer chayis. You're now to take it out from your courtyard to another one. Imlo eruvu beis hachaser seachad. If the two courtyards did not make an eruv together. Gemara. Kol makom she'ata moisish le'rishuyis she'omedes kol achas levada. Each one is standing on his own. Behem rishus achas she'im achas lehem. They have one name. Meaning she'shneim rishus ayachad. They're all. Both of them are a private domain. Going omud gavoya aser bechatzer. You have a pillar that's 10 tefachim high in the courtyard. Also lechasif alav min hachatzer from the courtyard. Vafalbish rishus chatzer oil arakin. Even though the truth is that the private domain of the courtyard shoots up to the heavens. Gzera mishum tel gavoya yud berishus aram. That's 10 tefachim high in the public domain. To have a rishus yachol, then it would be a private domain inside of a public domain. The lo leis lichta chtuvela. Allah, they shouldn't come to place objects on top of that mound, which would then be an Isser Deraisa of Shabbos. Amaser Chaim Kol Binyan HaMedes HaMedes HaRechaim, any permanent structure which holds up the grinding stone, Mokum Moishman, the place where it sits, Kari Le Amas HaRechaim is called the Amas HaRechaim. Hol Va'odim Kovea Lehem Mokum, the Dom Molotel there is comparable to this mound in the public domain. Mamar Behuda Lekaim HaPerikim later in our Perik.
When you are careful about their words, you will find that this is true.
You can carry from one public courtyard to another public courtyard, public meaning there's multiple residents there, below air without air. And so too from a private courtyard, which means there's only one resident there. Just like Rabbi Meir says that roofs are all one domain, we learn from him that also courtyards are one domain. It doesn't have a specific usage like houses, and often usage is comparable to the roof. From the roof to the courtyard, though, that's not allowed. So long as the roof is not higher than his friend, I mean, the next roof, and certainly from the roof to the courtyard. That which we said that the courtyards are their own domain, the share the tutelay derech kaisel, that you're allowed to carry through the or over the wall. The logos of Mishum tell me not make the decree a gezerah because of a mound in the public domain. With regard to a roof which is higher and lower with 10 tefachim from each other, there's another reason for it. The karfef, and the karfef, it's larger than two, so zeh toch dalad. You can carry from one to another karfif so long as you stay within four amos. Vishal leis zayin. And if it was too sal, metaltim until to gober. You can completely carry from one to the next. Avol nehen lechaseres, but from the karfif to a courtyard, that's not allowed. The lo dama lechaseres is not comparable to chaseres. For the chaseres which is shutzpes, the karfif which is a yochem, because a chaseres has the multiple people connected to it. It's a rishus to many people, and a karfif is just a regular shus yochem. Private domain. Rabba or aim and talton the rabbanon according to the rabbanon, but gaga samach lechavira a roof to the one next to it. Elab dal amos the came to the rabbanon called echad rishus laatzmu. Since according to the rabbanon, each one is its own domain. The heim putz and zel zayin they are completely open for one to next. As the runzal said, they make it, each one makes the other one forbidden to use. The havalei rishus putz b'mulor lamakom asala, because then it's a domain a rishus which is completely open to another place, which is something which makes it forbidden the first place to use, and so to when you reverse the around to the next one. The walls which are separating below and inside the houses, the people down inside the houses, are meaning good as kinu lamaylo. We say that those walls shoot up in, onto the, through the roofs. Vayefridu b'neim, and will separate between them. Mechitzas on the kars she'in abatim uchubar, the houses are not attached. Each amber b'neim, and this wall in his ears facing between them. Mechitzas abatim nirim la'imdin alagag, and the walls of the houses will then be seen to the people who are on the roofs. Kshemistakon tachas ardayim, when they look down under their feet. Kule amal opligi darmin the bahu good osik, that you say that you would say good osik, the walls are shooting up. Lamal v'rishus rabim. To stand in the public domain, to have a rishus yachon, because it is a rishus yachon mishum galasik, because of galasik moshech, v'hala that ha'ela that's shooting up and going higher. Ki kpligi mish ena mechitzas nekar shagagin v'chubar and yachon, when the roofs are attached together, v'machasin ha'mechitzas shebein adyur, and it's now the walls which are in between the residents, meaning separating the houses, is now covered up by the roof. Lo, I mean, good osik, b'chi ha'gavin in such a case, meaning do hold of rishus, of good osik, but over here they're not holding of it. Daf pei tes amud beis rishus ha'atzmuch hasoka da'itach. We think at this point kol echad yitalto begagol mashma, that it's fine each person can carry on their roof as much as they want. V'hani de bei shmul tanu is the masnisa b'yadayel, they had a price by them. The moisim mina tiyufto de bei rav, that it was that it uses a reputation against rav zishiva. The ketani, because it said ein behem lekol echad el begagol, each person only gets their own roof. The mashma which implied the yitalto el begagol, they can only carry on their roof. Ha begagol yitalto, but on their roof indeed they can carry as much as they want. The name of good osik, that you can say good osik, well, that the walls are shooting up, like in this case where they are not recognizable to people. The larger one is now bigger on both sides of the smaller one, meaning the smaller one's in the middle. And the larger one now overlaps, not just the smaller one, but sticks out on both sides. The urine shabai, the people that you can carry in there, the ones who are living there, Bafila the Rabbi, even according to Rabbi, the Humbachitzel Shamata, the walls which are underneath, Shayishna Ba'itfa, which are on extra, Lakan, and each side, Mechitzel and the Kerosene, they are recognizable walls. But good as a kindle, and we'll say that the walls will shoot up. Basically, Hugafufe, and they have these Gufufin, which are the, like, the sides of the wall, which are recognizable. The hach pirtzel shekenega the cotton, and the opening, which is opposite to the small one, is pischa havi lugadol. It's like a door for to the bigger one. The ain cotton oyser love the cotton, and the smaller courtyard roof will not make it oser to them. The havi gashtei chaseros. It's like two courtyards of pesach b'neim with a door in between them. Avol cotton oser the ludei, because to him havi malo, it's a complete break. The la pischa went not a door. But asri alei b'nei gadol, and the people who are in the big roof will. The larger roof will make it also for the people in the small roof to use. Sheish dun al zev al zisha oivin kol shal mizel zed, they're passing from one to the next. Hilchach, therefore lekla memra good osik v'mechitza hatachtani, therefore you can't say that the bottom wall is going, the wall underneath is going to shoot up. Shemenei between them, the nation addresses here because it's walked on all the time. Avol ein behen de yurin armin, then we bring them, but then we do say by yekud osik that the wall is shooting up. Umutir afakot, and the smaller one will also be permitted to carry on it. Amol, we see from there. From this, that after mechitzah she'en on the ikars, that even the wall which is not seen is the shmul, but also the shmul still holds up the good osik of the wall shooting up. The lav the mechubar him, because they weren't attached in drisa mizilazeh, they won't be able to walk from one roof to the next. Sheish mechitzah alzeh ve'alzeh kol sibusayin all around them, chutz mekineged chibur, except for where they are attached. The hash the mishdari gadol begufuf, because now the larger one is used, is being used with the walls which are sticking out, which it looks like it makes the smaller one into. The gefufim are the extra walls that the bigger one has, that the smaller one next on the side where the smaller one is attached to it, and it's not part of the smaller courtyard. smaller roof in this case. Aval em chitzah lo lekam lo lekan shneim aser the katan nami aser. I got the smaller roof is going to make the big roof aser. Why the whole sense? Below have a gefufi mamish. They don't really have these gefufi. These like doorposts. It looks like the walls acting like doorposts. Ela ali de good asik. It's only going to be through good asik of these theoretical halachic walls shooting up. Lo have a gefufi l'shavi pischa lagabe. It's not going to be considered gufufim in order to make it considered a door with regard to the bigger roof. The piskel the minkar, but you need a door which actually seems like a door. Okay, I got the love of the ancient people don't do this. If I mention anything about people living over there, this is what they said. Rav Yosef had forgotten the sick and forgotten his learning. Whether to the people who are on the small roof or the ones that are on the big roof, that is the smallest making also El Sheish Mechitza Ru'uya Ladira, unless it's going to have a wall which is fit to be used to live in. Kalimar Mechitza Kabua, a permanent wall. It means to say a permanent wall. Vakaimo, the Turbayo Golu Datayim. And we are passing, and both of them are revealing their intent to boy Ishtamushik Kochabididay. Isha wants to use their own roof. Hilgach, therefore, Godol Motzi, the larger roof is permitted, the Shalom and his, why the Pischachu? Because the opening between them is considered a door. But lo Aser Katan Layon, the smaller one will not make it Aser on them. The Katan is going to be Aser Lishneim. It's going to make it Aser to both of them, Mishum, it's going to be Aser to both of them, Mishum, then the first Melo of the Godol, because it's completely open to the larger one. The Aser Yaleh, Bnei Godol, the people in the bigger one are making it Aser on the people in the smaller one. The Deinami, lo Mishnayim to them, it's also not going to be permitted. They came into Avalei Mari, Mechitza, Kavua, since the owners made a permanent wall, lo salak nashim, they haven't removed themselves from it. They haven't been moichel to allow the people in the big one to use it. So the big ones, people in the big roof can use theirs, but neither they nor the people on the small roof can use the small roof. Saluke nashim, but they cut the megago, the smaller ones from their roof, and they are being moichel. They allow the people on the big roof to use it. Hutcher b'kol agagin v'afilu rabban even koin tarbanu. The kemedi knew lo of the sulam, since they didn't make a ladder. Saluke nashim, they removed themselves from it. V'achlinu l'gabi, and they were allowing him to be the one to use it. Bana aliyah v'hekif kol agagel b'chitzas aliyah, and they surrounded his whole roof with the walls of the upper story. Daka is a pesach katan, a small door. Pesuach l'tzad agagin, which is open to the side of the roofs. Hutter, look, Bukulan, the Golai Daiti, because he's revealed his intent to come Machsuk Bahu, that he plans on using it. Behem, Lohut Pita, they didn't care. Lassus came to also to do that. Therefore, Echelinu Lagabe, they were Moichel to allow him to use it. Ba'alam Shadaka, Isser Vafil, Rabbi Yirmi Kuntamir, the Mashikul Lagabe, which is Achas, he says all of the roofs are one domain. Aser, Behem, still going to say it's Aser. The Abdul Hadid Tarbis, the Shapasach, and said Ginosa. He opened the small door towards his garden, Muchisashel Tzad Hagagin, Hanir Stuma, and the wall to the side of the roofs that he left sealed.